The Gemara says in Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Beis that if a person says Esrik Zayin Asanucha B'Matana Manasha Tachzerili Natlo B'Yatza by Yichzir Yatza L'Chzir Lo Yatza, so we see that Matana Maslahachse helps by an Esrik. So the Rashbam over here says B'Dibra Maschav Himlav, he says even though Legabe Gittin Halachi is you need to have a Tanai Kafel, and over here there was no Tanai Kafel, Zak the Rashbam, that's only Legabe Gittin V'Kiddushin who'd been a Tanai Kafel V'Chatchila Rav Nemelsa Dafin Mintam Negadim Neiruven. But when it comes to mamonis, you don't need a tnai kafel. All you need is gilui das, and it helps without a tnai kafel. So it sounds like the Ashram is being mechalik between iser, like in the kiddushin, where you need a tnai kafel and meshenke by mamonis, you do not need to have a tnai kafel. And shaila is, what's the swear for that? Why would there be a chilik between mamon and iser, legabe needing a tnai kafel? And the Achanim and Mazbe like this, that when it comes to a tnai, the chlal getting the kiddushin, it's not as a chiddush. The bad some person did a ma'aseh, gave a get. He was mekadosh. Ma'aseh is done, and misra you would say lo say dir mevatal ma'aseh, like Taisa speaks out in Ksubis San Daf Nun Vav. And the only reason the tanai works is because of a chiddush atay. We learn out from tanai bnei gadim leruven, tanai is mekadosh that a tanai is able to mevatal ma'aseh, and being that it's a chiddush atay that it works. And lo chabel lechiddusha, and you can only do it. You can only be mevatal ma'aseh if you follow all the gidrei tanai, which one of them is tanai kafel. That's why it's necessary to have a tanai kafel to mevatal ma'aseh. But that's when it comes to getting the kiddushin and isurim. But when it comes to mamonis, you don't need a command to the whole chiddush atayr of the parsha of time of tanaim neganu reuben. Over there, it's a svar pshuta. The kiyanim work with mir's das. Whatever my das is what shapes the kinyan. If I have das, it's a kinyan. If I don't have das, it's not a kinyan. So we mela. So the maisa is not really the ikar. It's really the mir's das. You just need the maisa to show the mir's das. So if I'm only gemer das and aita dahachi, that means I didn't have das if the tanaim is not mekuyim. So I don't need the parsha of tanaim, the chiddush of Tanaim Negadim Reuven to say that the Tanaim is Vatal Lemaisa. That's a swab shoot even without the whole parsha of Tanaim. And Mela, we're not bound by the Gidrei Tanaim of Tanai Kafel V'chule. As long as you make a Tanai Ba'alma and you show that that's your Das, that's enough to be Vatal Lemaisa because you're not really being Vatal Lemaisa, you're just Vatal Yigmer's Das. And that's why when it comes to Mamnes, you would not need to have a Tanai Kafel in the other Mishpatei HaTanaim. That's some din over here that Rashbam is saying that you don't need Tanai Kafel by Matan Masahachsa Ba'esorg. That is the Shitas Arshban. There are we showed him that Achaylik, the Smag, and others hold that you do need to have Tanai Kafel by Esrig, and by Matana Maslahachser of Esrig, and Lemaisa, it seems like from the Paiskam, the Paiskam hold, like the Rashbam, they don't need it, but there are those that were Machmer to do it, and it's you do it, they say over from Mishim the Briskarab, when he was Machna, his Esrig, Matana Maslahachser, he was Machbit to make a Tanai Kafel, and we'd speak out both Tzadim to be Chashish with Oshita, so you need to have a Tanai Kafel, or else it wouldn't be a Matana Maslahachser.